This is an Aero News Touch and Go for March 26, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. The National Transportation Safety Board announced yesterday it will hold a 3-day public hearing into events surrounding the February 12th crash of Colgan Air Flight 3407 near Buffalo, New York. All NTSB members will sit on the Board of Inquiry May 12th through the 14th in Washington, D.C. The board also says icing may have had only a minimal impact on the stall speed of the aircraft that night. Recorded flight data shows the stall warning activated at an airspeed and angle of attack consistent with normal operations when the de-ice protection system is on. The board also confirmed that the pilot apparently pulled back on the control column when the stick shaker warned of an impending stall. Lockheed Martin says yesterday's crash of an F-22 Raptor in the California desert near Edwards Air Force Base has taken the life of a company test pilot. The International Herald Tribune cites a company statement in reporting the pilot was 49-year-old David Cooley, a U.S. Air Force veteran of 21 years, who joined the company in 2003. There's no word on whether Cooley ejected or tried to, only that he was transported from the crash site on the Harper Dry Lake to Victor Valley Community Hospital in Victorville, where he was pronounced dead. The Associated Press took a statement from Air Force Major David Small, who said the jet was assigned to the 412th Test Wing at Edwards and was on an unspecified test mission when it went down. There has been just one previous F-22 accident that resulted in the loss of an airframe. The pilot ejected safely in that one. Get additional details and any available updates at aero-news.net. The Wall Street Journal cites unnamed sources in reporting former union leader Randy Babbitt will be formally nominated by President Obama to be the next FAA administrator. Babbitt served as president of the Airline Pilots Association for much of the 1990s, and most recently served as an industry consultant, first independently, then as part of the larger firm Oliver Wyman. Reports indicate Babbitt's vetting has been fast-tracked due to a recent series of high-profile aviation accidents. Babbitt's inbox holds union disputes, next-gen, user fees, and the constant background noise of NTSB recommendations and a lawsuit charging the FAA has been slow to implement them. Public officials and news media in California have obtained the U.S. Marine Corps report on the December 8th crash of an FA-18 into a San Diego neighborhood. The Los Angeles Times reports the document was released under the U.S. Freedom of Information Act in heavily redacted form, but does confirm the pilot was following orders to overfly dense residential development to attempt an emergency landing at Air Station Miramar when he passed up a closer available runway with an approach over open water at North Island Naval Air Station. The Corps has since relieved 4 officers of duty, a sanction which could end their careers. Still, Lieutenant Dan Neubauer, who was identified in local media reports but not in the Marine Corps report, was criticized for, quote, an unacceptable lack of assertiveness, even given his lack of experience, unquote. The report also confirms that a fuel problem with the plane was known to maintenance personnel for months before the crash, but dismissed as not important enough to ground the plane. 8 Marines and a sailor have been reprimanded for their roles in that decision. The crash killed 4 members of one family on the ground. The Corps' report classifies the accident as avoidable. Lieutenant Neubauer will be evaluated to determine whether he'll complete his training for deployment. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. NTSB and Cessna comment on the second loss of a Skycatcher prototype. GE has its Gen X-2B engine airborne, and Discovery is on the way home. Also check out the ANN special feature. Today, lessons from Flight 1549, Part 6. Pilot and flight attendant unions testify before Congress. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.